welcome to the Practical NLP Podcast with me, Andy Smith. Catch up on previous episodes at nlppod.com. Your values provide your motivation. That motivation can be towards what you want, away from what you don't want, or a mixture of the two. Because away from motivation generally runs out well before you reach your goal, you may find that values that are mainly away from will not be fulfilled consistently. How does this happen? Well, let's say someone grows up in poverty and they're absolutely determined to get away from that so they or their own children never have to face that again. So they start their own business and they work and work and work, and with a bit of luck, a lot of determination and some bright ideas, their business is successful and they become a millionaire. Now, if their only motivation was to get away from poverty, they've done it. At a certain point, maybe while they're being served champagne and caviar on their yacht in the Caribbean, they'll think, okay, I'm not poor anymore. And their motivation will go. They won't put so much effort into their business, and if the market turns against them for a while, they could find their business in trouble. Maybe they even go bankrupt. And they're poor again, so their motivation comes back, they work like crazy, and they recover and make another fortune. This pattern, making and losing fortunes, could happen several times. Of course, this doesn't only happen with money. If you've ever tried to lose weight and notice whether that is a towards or away from, many people find they just can't lose that last half stone. That's because they're motivating themselves with away froms. The bad feeling they got from looking at the overweight person in the mirror was what motivated them to diet. So the closer they get to their target weight, the less bad they feel and the less motivation they have. In fact, it can be more complicated than that. I did some belief work with one of my friends in the course of which she discovered that unconsciously she believed that she had to feel bad when she looked at herself in the mirror or she would have no motivation for losing weight. So her unconscious mind was actually blocking her from losing that last half stone so as to preserve her away from motivation. So away from motivation is great for giving you a kick in the pants to get started, but it really doesn't work on its own longer term. For that you need towards motivation, which stays the same or even gets stronger as you get closer to achieving your goal. Another downside of away from motivation is that it's undirected. I'll give you an illustration that's easy to remember. Supposing I'm standing in a big vat of boiling poo. It's pretty unpleasant in there, so I'm strongly motivated to get out. So which direction am I going to jump? The answer, of course, is any direction at all. It doesn't matter as long as I get away. And away is not a direction. I might end up further away from where I'd ideally prefer to be, but while I'm focused on getting out of the poo, it doesn't matter. And if that's all my motivation was, then once I get far enough away, my motivation disappears, and I won't take any more action until the next unpleasant thing comes along that I'm motivated to avoid or escape from. Maybe you know someone with that kind of motivation pattern. By contrast, if I'm motivated towards a specific goal, it gives me direction. I know which direction I have to go in order to get there, and if I get knocked off course by events, I can correct my course so I'm still heading in the right direction. And my motivation may even strengthen the closer I get, and as it's almost within my grasp. Finally, away from motivation is stressful. If that's all I have, then to the extent that I'm motivated at all, my internal representations are all of stuff I dislike and want to get away from. So in order to be motivated, I have to feel bad. But with towards motivation, my internal representations are of where I want to get to. I have a dream of reaching my goal. So even if my current situation is objectively pretty bad, like in the poo, I stay in a good and resourceful state because I'm motivated towards the positive internal representation of my goal. So here is the magic question for detecting the direction of motivation in each value. Why is, whatever the value is, important? Types of answers you could get using money as an example value. Why is money important? Because I've been poor and I didn't like it. Is that towards or away from? It's away from, isn't it? Why is money important? Because of all the wonderful things I could do with it. Towards. Why is money important? Because I can buy things and I can use it to benefit people and it provides a safety net. That's mostly towards with some away from. Now, a couple of language patterns you might spot in people's answers that indicate concealed away froms. Why is money important? Well, you need money, don't you? So that indicates that there's an unstated away from. When someone says they need something, what's really on their mind is what will happen if they don't have it. Or they might say, it's better to have money. That's another concealed away from. Better than what? Better than not having it, of course. Ideally, you want at least half of your motivation to be towards, so you'll keep going all the way to achieving your goal. So what if your motivation or your coaching client's motivation is mainly away from for a given value? Here are some tips for converting away from motivation into towards. If you're mainly focused on what you want to get away from or avoid, what do you want instead of that? If you knew that you were completely safe from what you want to avoid and there was no chance of it happening, what would that free you up to do? If all of your security needs were met, what would you want to do? The differences between towards and away from motivation are why it's so important to formulate your goals in positive language, about where you want to get to rather than where you want to get away from. One way of thinking about this is to assume that your unconscious mind will give you exactly what you ask for. No more, no less. So it's very important to say precisely what you want. Resolutions like, I will not smoke, are expressed in negative language. They're describing what you don't want. But this only gives you a mental image of what you're trying to get away from. In this case, smoking. Your brain unconsciously filters your perceptions of the world around you. Given the huge amount of sensory data available to you every single second, you have to ignore most of it. There just wouldn't be time to take it all in. So without even thinking about it, you choose to notice what you're interested in and ignore the rest. Some of the filters are instinctive, designed to help us survive by noticing events that are likely to affect us. If somebody yells in your ear or starts taking off their clothes in front of you, they'll probably attract your attention. Some filters are learned. For a fashion-conscious person, somebody with the latest handbag or top will stand out from a crowd of thousands. The rest of the filters are the ones you install yourself through your goals. Once your goal is set, your unconscious mind will be scanning the information coming in from your surroundings for anything relevant to achieving the goal. You'll notice opportunities, resources, and people that can help you to get closer to your goal. It will seem like you're attracting these helpful opportunities and people. If you'd not set the goal, on the other hand, you'd probably not even have noticed them, because they wouldn't be relevant to you. So, since we tend to attract what we're thinking about, telling yourself, I will not smoke, will just keep your attention on your cravings. Other examples, I wish I wasn't in this job or relationship or apartment. If you think this way without clarifying for yourself what you do want, your next job, relationship or flat may not be any better. And 6 months down the line, when you're working for an even worse boss or in an even worse relationship, or you're out of your cramped and dingy apartment, but you're living in a cardboard box on the pavement, you might think, well, this wasn't what I wanted. But your unconscious mind could quite truthfully say, well, that's what you asked for. That's it for this week's podcast. Remember, you can see the show notes for this episode at nlppod.com, and you can download back episodes you may have missed from the online store at webstore.nlppod.com. See you next time.